Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 17 of Seeking Witchcraft. I'm back. It's Ashley from my hiatus. And hey, guys, today we're going to be doing a guided meditation, or you can also call it a path working. And yeah, I'm super excited for today's episode. So of course, I'm going to start with some administrative things. So the first things first, you know, I definitely apologize for having a longer hiatus than expected. As I posted on my socials in January when I was going on my vacation, unfortunately, my best friend unexpectedly passed away. So I took some time off to grieve, and I just want to say thank you to everybody who reached out and offered their condolences or a kind word or lit a candle for me. It really did mean the world, and I really, really appreciate that. So I just want to say thank you to everybody for that. I also want to give a thank you to somebody named Liz. I'm not going to say your last name, but I got an email a couple weeks ago saying that I had a supporter on my podcast, and it was by somebody named Liz. So Liz, if you are listening to this, thank you so much. I was not expecting that. Please reach out to me on like social media. You know, my Facebook's page is Seeking Witchcraft, or my Twitter is at Seek Witchcraft, or my Instagram is at Seeking Witchcraft, or you can send me an email at seekingwitchcraft@gmail.com. Please hit me up. I would love to say thank you to you. Please let me know who you are. and if you're wondering what I'm talking about, there's a option on my website, what's anchor.fm/seekingwitchcraft, where you can click to support the podcast. I've never really asked for support. If anything, the only support I really do is just have ads here and there. So yeah, if you want to support it, feel free. But I wasn't expecting that. So Liz, thank you so much. That was very, very kind of you. Please get in touch with me. I would love to say thank you. Okay, so today, as I mentioned, we're going to be doing a guided meditation. So, or path working. So what that is it's going to be a meditation where I'm pretty much going to guide you through what to think or feel or say or whatever. Well, not to say, but what to do. So there's a couple things with this. First things first is that you definitely don't want to be doing this while you're driving, because you need to make sure you can have your eyes closed and that you're in a relaxed, comfortable position. You want to be wearing comfortable clothing. There's a bunch of different things that go into this. You're pretty much going to be doing a meditation. So just make sure you're in an area where you can be not disturbed as much as possible. And if that means you need to go sit in the car just so you don't have people yelling around you in your house, then feel free. So feel free to also cast a circle before doing this, just to add some extra like oomph to your meditation. But I will say, because you are playing this on a phone, or whatever electronic device you have, I do have a thing with like technology and circles. So if you do want to cast a circle, I would say maybe like throw the phone outside a circle or something, whatever works for you. So with this as well, let me back up a little bit. So during this guided meditation, you are going to be meeting somebody, and that somebody is going to be up to you. I'm going to just refer to this person in the meditation as her or she. Now that could be anybody for you. That can be the goddess. That could be a spirit guide. That can be an ancestor. That could be a friend. It can be anybody. It's really just going to be whoever comes to you. This will make a little bit more sense as we actually get into the path working. So with the path working, you're going to be meeting this person or this entity or spirit or God or whatever you would like it to be. And during it, I'm going to give you an opportunity to ask this person or whatever, something. You can have a conversation with them. You can just hear what they have to say. You can ask for healing, ask for advice. Sometimes this conversation during guided meditations or path working is just completely silent. Other times it's not. When you're going through a path working, Also, don't be surprised if you physically start to feel things happening to you, like your body shaking or your eyes rapidly moving. That's definitely not uncommon. It has absolutely happened to me many times. But if it doesn't happen to you either, that's completely fine and normal too. Don't worry. So another thing in the path working, I'm going to get to a part in the path working where I say like, okay, you're going to start your conversation with, you know, this person, we'll say. And when I say that in the path working, that is when you are going to have the trigger in your mind to start your conversation or have the spirit or whatever, have a conversation with you. Once that conversation starts going, I'm actually just going to leave you to finish the path working or guided meditation, however you'd like. And the reason for this is that I've done a lot of guided meditations in my life. And, in fact, that's really how I was able to start meditating is by doing a guided meditation because it kind of helped me to focus on something else. And I cannot tell you the amount of times that I've listened to these guided meditations where my mind has already, I don't know, gone down the staircase or like already left the room or something. But when the guided meditation's happening, they're telling me, no, you're still here. You're still doing this. And I'm just like, well, damn it, I'm not. I already finished doing something else. So I'm going to do this a little different. I'm going to leave this open-ended. So once you have finished your conversation, it can be a long one or it could be a short one. It's whatever works and whatever comes to you. You are free to just open your eyes. You can also maybe just trace your steps back in the meditation. You can do whatever feels most natural and best to you. You can stay in the area that I'm going to guide you to in this meditation, whatever you'd like to do. The other thing too, I mean, if you want to just go to sleep immediately after it, that's fine. Just make sure that if you're listening to this on a phone, you don't have like the automatic play for the next episode or anything come up, because then that'd probably knock you out of it and be very depressing. So yeah, so that's pretty much it. One other thing, it's not a bad idea if you'd like to light some incense for this guided meditation or some candles. But of course, if you're doing that, make sure it's all fire safe, because you are going to want to have your eyes closed for this. And of course, you know, dim the lights. So, okay, so we're just going to go ahead and start. So I'm going to do a quick ad placement. And then once the ad's finished, we're going to jump right in. Alrighty, bye. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start the path working. So here we go. First, I want you to take a few minutes and get into a comfortable position. So you can lay on your back, or you can recline in a chair, or even sit in the ground or on the ground in a meditative position. Be sure that you're completely comfortable and in a relaxed position. Make sure you aren't worried about anybody barging into your space. And once you have reached this comfortable position, go ahead and close your eyes. So now I want you to take a deep breath in and out. And again, so a deep breath in and out. Calm your breathing to relax your body, and you want to slow your heart rate down to get as relaxed as possible. So I just want you to now breathe normally, taking care to breathe in and out for the same amount of time if possible. So if you need to breathe in, so like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then breathe out 1, 2, 3, 4. If you need a few extra seconds on the inhale or exhale, that is fine. This is the time to relax yourself and prepare yourself for the guided meditation. So continue breathing until you've reached a slow and rhythmic pace. Remind yourself this is to clear your thoughts and to open yourself up to any messages that may come forth. So just relax and take a deep breath in and out. And we'll begin momentarily. want you to imagine that you're standing at the shore of a beach. You look down and you see the ocean water lapping up at the shore. The waves are coming up to your ankles, and you can feel the cool water as it slowly drifts back into the ocean, away from your bare feet. You look out into the horizon, and you can see that you're far from others in this place. It's a safe area and a place where you can come back to as many times as you would like to relax. You take a deep breath in and out, and you notice the smell of salty air around you, and you listen to the waves gently crash upon the shore. You feel at peace, and you start to turn around to walk away from the water. As you walk through the sand, you see the edge of a forest right in front of you. You pause for a moment, taking in the mixed smell of the salty ocean air with the fresh pine needles from the trees in front of you. You may think it's strange to see a pine forest so close to the ocean, but this forest looks warm and inviting, and something about it draws you in. As you walk into the forest, you feel a difference in the texture of the sand mixing with the dirt and the pine needles underneath you, until there's no more sand, only the forest floor. It feels warm and soft, and you feel comfortable walking on it. You take a moment to stop and look at your surroundings. In front of you are hundreds of tall green trees. A wind rolls through, and you hear the rustling of the leaves and the branches around you. It's a place where you feel at peace and exactly where you feel that you need to be in that moment. You continue on, and you look to your left when you see there is a creek right near you. Walking towards it, you can see that the water in the creek is traveling in the opposite direction from where you just came, away from the beach. The water is clear, yet shallow. You can see a bed of different colored rocks all along the bottom, and some small fish swimming. You bend down to the water and feel that it's cool to the touch. The rocks on the bottom feel smooth against your hand, but you leave them be. You decide to follow this creek, and as the water rushes deeper into the forest, you feel a strong pull to travel alongside of it. You walk next to the creek for a few minutes, taking in your surroundings. As you walk, you hear birds singing, you listen to the trees and the wind, and you notice that the forest seems to be getting brighter. There's a bright orange light peeking through the trees, and you'll occasionally feel the warm breeze as it carries through the forest. After a few moments, you start to notice something shining in the distance. You feel yourself smile and quicken your pace as you continue following the water to see what's up ahead. After a few more moments, you come to what looks like to be a circular, clear space, a clearing within the forest. While the creek seems to flow around the space and continue on its travels, you decide that you want to stay in this clearing and check out the area. You walk into the clearing and you notice that the grass in this area is very lush and soft, and that there's multicolored wildflowers encasing the circular shape. This area is shaded, yet seems bright and comfortable, with peaks of orange sunlight peeking through the trees. There's a slight smell of honeysuckle in the air, and you feel at peace here. You recognize this as the place where you're supposed to meet her. You turn back to face towards the creek when you suddenly see a large tree with a brown wooden door within the trunk. There's a crescent moon shape on this door and a big brass handle. To the left of this door, you see two white chairs. You take a moment knowing that this is where she will meet you, and you prepare of what you would like to ask. If you're unsure of what you want to ask, you clear your mind so you can allow for whatever messages may come forth. Once you have prepared your thoughts, you walk up to the door and you knock. Then you stand back and you walk over to one of the chairs. You know that she will come when both you and herself are ready. So you take this moment to sit in the chair, you close your eyes within the chair, and you meditate. To start, you start by taking in a deep breath in and out. And then again. You calm your breathing while you wait for her to arrive, knowing that she will come when you are both ready. As you sit in the chair, you feel a warmth in front of you. And as you sit in this chair, in your meditative state, you open your eyes to see her standing there silently with a warm, bright smile on her face. You take in a moment to take note of what she's wearing, how she looks, if she resembles anyone you know, or perhaps somebody you may have known from another time. She sits down in the chair next to you and continues to smile, meeting your gaze. Then, she holds out both of her hands. She hasn't said a word, but you know that she's asking you to hold your hands out so that she may cup them between hers. You understand this and know that this is the time that you'll be able to speak with her or to hear any messages that she may have for you. You hold your hands out, and she gently cups them between hers. This is the time for your conversation to start. You take a deep breath and begin.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.